Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AREUS medical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, so we're going to keep, this is super cash. We do everything super casual. So we started off by saying the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. So we're at Graham Sessions 2017. This is my first time coming to Graham Sessions, and I know the deal is it's a lot like Fight Club. It's a lot like Vegas. What happens here stays here unless the person who's talking wants to spread that knowledge. But we can talk about the idea, but not who said it. So we can talk about who we're talking to. We don't have to say who said what. So I'm talking to who? Introduce yourselves.
I'm Steve Anderson, facilitator of the Graham Sessions.
Yeah.
And I'm Patrick Graham, attendee of the Graham Sessions.
So have you been to the Graham Sessions before, Patrick Graham?
I have.
Yeah, a couple of them probably.
Yeah.
So this is 10 years. Gentlemen, congratulations. Doing anything for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years is a big deal. A decade under the influence? That's a big deal, especially in a field like this. So congratulations to you guys.
All due to this gentleman right here.
So we're going to interview you guys tomorrow morning, bright and early, and we're going to get into some stuff behind it, but let's just scratch the surface. What did you envision when you started this? What kind of conversations did you want to happen, Steve?
Well, what we really wanted to have were really authentic conversations.
Right.
And a lot of times what happens is we go to these conferences or these meetings, there's a lot of people, and people have their titles and their positions, and so...
A lot of letters.
Yeah, a lot. So sometimes they don't exactly say what they want to say.
Why?
Because why? Because oh my gosh, that may show up in the minutes.
The trades,
or I'm in the APTA board meeting. Someone said, didn't you say something that was this? And so what we do is we try and create an environment here where we can say whatever we want to say,
right.
And we protect each other by saying, this is what I heard. But I didn't necessarily say who it came from.
Right. You're censoring who it came from, but not the idea, because the idea is the more important part. I want this idea to move on. I want other people to hear this idea, because without ideas, and this is my first Graham session, I've heard a lot today that should be thought more about and talked more about. The cool part that we've done 4 or 5 interviews so far, we've heard a lot of questions today, but not a lot of answers. And that's great, because we're all going to leave and we're going to perseverate on those questions, and we're eventually, hopefully, going to find those answers. So what did you think about? What was your aim when you said, you know what, let's make our own conference? Why not? First of all, kudos on you for picking awesome locations over the 10 years, because coming to Florida in January as a guy from the Northeast, this ain't half bad. But what was your aim? What did you want to accomplish out of this when you started?
So the whole idea started as a delegate in the House of Delegates.
Okay, all right.
Sitting around watching 400 to 500 of some of the smartest people in our profession talk about Senate structure, critical issues in the background, but anytime we wanted to really talk about something, it always had to go off the record.
Off the record.
Yeah.
Don't put my name on it.
So we're sitting around talking about why couldn't we get people together to really discuss these things, really express our opinions, and it be off the record, but really have some substantial conversation. Yeah.
That's the only way things get changed. Is when you don't, well, I'll say it twofold. One is you don't care about who said the idea because you don't want to tag it to them in a negative way. But also, I've heard people say things get accomplished when you don't care who takes credit. I had an idea, I threw it out there. Do what you want with it. You know, a guy by the name of Cole Galloway is like, you know, I'm just going to throw an idea out there. Do what you want with that. Robin Hood was big with that. Here's my idea. Do what you want with it and let's let it come back. So that's a big deal when you don't care who gets credit or who gets penalized for having that idea or that thought.
That's exactly right. And so what we're trying to accomplish is this meeting is I'm going to learn something. I've been here all 10 as a facilitator, and I can tell you I learned something every single time. And what I go back with is I don't leave this meeting with, oh, here's the initial initiative that we've decided on. Now, what I do is I go back to my areas of influence and I say, here's what I heard. Come on, people, we need to be aware of this and we need to make some strategy based on what I learned at the Graham session.
Yeah. So. There's not one topic that we're talking about here, which is also what I like, is we're bringing up a bunch of things. A lot of things happen in a year from Graham session to Graham session. So there's a lot of things. We talked about DPT education. We talked about communications and how our field is perceived by the general public. We talked about POPs. We talked about a lot of things. And I think people, even if they're not necessarily influenced by any of those areas on every single day, they're still thinking about it. And that's the only way they're going to get an idea on how to change it, is what I like. You guys have done a decade. Did you ever think it would get this far or what?
Oh my gosh. We weren't sure we'd get through the first year. So it was, it was great. I just think that what we're trying to do with this is make it new and refreshing all the time.
Yeah.
So the challenge is to not talk about the same things every year.
Right.
It's like, you know, what are we talking about? What's new and innovative? And I think what the new thing that I've seen is some millennials have been coming, which is great. And it's like, I've told my company for years, we cannot design our company or our strategies based on baby boomers. We need to have our businesses based on what millennials want. They're the biggest block of people right now.
Yeah.
They're our staffs. They're our patients. And you know what? We need to find strategies that the millennials want and desire. If it's a bunch of baby boomers making decisions and we don't listen to the millennials, we're dead in the water.
You miss out.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Introducing EcoPro pillow covers. Good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro pillow covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro pillow cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pintcast listeners. When you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pintcast. EcoPro pillow covers, created by PTs for PTs. Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
Let's give a nice warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. How do you guys pick what's going to be discussed? When does that process start and how?
Really, truth be told, Steve probably drives 90% of it, but he has a wonderful committee that helps. We talk quite a bit through the year, throw around ideas. He runs stuff by myself and Drew Boston and a few other people. There are items that, you know, that come up that we've been thinking about, problems we're facing with our companies, all those ideas that we want help with to discuss.
We talk about this all the time. Where's the best conversation in any office? It's always over the water cooler, because that's where, you know, we're taking a break. If you're doing that over a year, you're going to get the best topics. So let's talk about why there are two of you in front of me right now. Why aren't there three? Why aren't there three guys who found the Graham sessions? Why?
Our cohort here, Drew Boston, is in Minnesota. His daughter, Kate, is having her first baby and his first grandchild.
So congratulations.
So, you know what? We like to be where it's at, but when family's there, you got to go family first. So you know, that's what it is.
You know, if you're going to miss something, if you're going to miss something like this, you know, you give your friends a ribbon. Well, you can't come this year, but a reason like that. So we want to congratulate him on, and we said it's going to be soon, right?
Yeah, it's
could be today.
I talked to Drew a little while and about 2 hours ago, and he says between 2 hours and 2 days. Who knows?
So yeah, they never know what those.
So
things.
we're trying trying to bring him in on the phone tomorrow for a little session, and if she's not delivered yet, he'll be there. If she's processed, he probably won't be there.
All right. So congratulations to him and the entire family. So every episode that we record, we call a pint. At the end of the pint, we do shots. shot. So parting shots of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
Not necessarily about even just the gram sessions. If you were going to talk to the field of physical therapy, what's one little pearl of wisdom or one thing you'd want to have them thinking about as they go out and practice tomorrow morning that you've learned in your career?
Always be willing to listen to differing opinions. There's always something you can learn and help you just continue to mold your beliefs and your thought process.
Yeah, be open to it. And if you're not open to it, a place like the gram sessions probably isn't where you should be. If you're not opening to listening to other people, this is probably the wrong environment for you. Steve, what do you think? What's your parting shot? What do you got?
You know, what I learned today is I think that, you know, we have a lot of great leaders in physical therapy. And so we don't always need to preach to the choir. Who we need to preach to is people outside of the physical therapy world. And I'll tell you, our keynote speaker today, Dave Chase, is a very influential kind of guru in healthcare. But he was a patient of physical therapy, had a great experience. And so he knew that. But what I think he discovered today and what we've discovered over many meetings with him is that he sees the passion and the leadership capabilities of physical therapists. Now, in his mind, I think we're part of the solution, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is a good way to start. I mean, he's got a film.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to multiple people. How do we get physical therapy in the mainstream? Well, we need to be in TV shows and everything like that. Well, PT isn't always sexy. It's not always something you're going to put forefront of a TV show, but it's something that's terribly important. As long as we can have that dialogue consistently, maybe we'll win over those hearts and minds. Maybe we'll make sure people know what we can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could just give a plug for, he's an executive producer of this film called The Big Heist.
Yes.
So keep your eyes open. It's a documentary about healthcare, and it's one of those films that hopefully will really open the eyes to the public. And now that we've made the connection, and now that we've kind of showed him who we are, hopefully physical therapy can have a part of that as well.
And you can check him out at Chase Dave on all social media platforms as well. Gentlemen, looking forward to going deeper. I didn't want to ask all the questions I have preloaded now because we're going to talk tomorrow morning, but appreciate you having us out here because I think this is one of those conferences I've heard of as a PT student, and now that I'm a graduate, I'm like, oh, I'm here. This is what it's about, but I really wanted to give people kind of just a small taste about what they can do, even if they're not here in terms of coming to the gram sessions, what they can do amongst their peers, their other PT peers, how to move the profession forward. So I appreciate you guys taking this upon yourself 10 years ago and continuing to do it to help move this ball forward. We wanted the first down for PT.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate you spreading the word, and we're happy to share what we know.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Get every episode we release delivered fresh right to you. Subscribe to the PT Pinecast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, and never miss an ice-cold episode. Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.